Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is such a pleasure to be back with you on another Sunday special. Right, Jordana?
Yes, I'm very excited about it, as you can tell from my voice.
Well, we love these episodes. Yes. And we love that, you know, we got the screenshots. We have a great email today. We want you to share these. These are the ones to share. These are the ones to make your Instagram stories. These are the ones to send to a friend that has a similar issue, because I'd say these are our most relatable episodes. It's one email, one screenshot. We're going to read it. We're going to delve into it. So share. This is the time of year. People need this. Mental health. This is a great thing for people to put their brain on the shelf. Take a moment. Forget about the anxieties of life. Give them the gift of the U Up Podcast. Right, Jordana?
Exactly. Tell a friend. And it's been a week since I had that very awkward thing where I said your birthday was the worst day of the year.
I told my parents about that.
Sean shared it with the whole Betches office. They loved it.
Really? Oh my God, I didn't know. Yeah, I told my dad about it. We were laughing. It was great. I just love when you started on it, I was like, you know, putting my hands together, just like, ooh, this is gonna taste good.
Oh wow, yeah, that was fun. For me, I'm sure it was
the
a great day.
Worst day of the year. There is no worst date. It's not summer. It's not fall. It's the dead. Who would like such a day? I loved it.
Well, I hope you had a fun time. We're still recording this before that day, so
yes, we haven't even gotten to my birthday.
I can't wait to hear what you did for it.
Okay. Well, let's do the email. You ready?
All right. I'm ready. I'll give it a read. Hi.
Go for it.
Need advice. I like how this person they're like, fuck the niceties.
Yeah.
Need advice. Back in October, I met this guy on Hinge. We both lived in Chicago. We went out and hit it off right away. Went out on a first date and went out on a few weekends later and spent the whole weekend together. A few weeks passed and I didn't hear from him much. He finally texted me and said he had been dodgy since he found out he was being relocated for work. He didn't want to string me along. We went out for his last weekend in town and said our goodbyes. He was spending the holiday season at home and then would be moving to his new city a couple days into the new year. We ended up staying in touch, and before I knew it, we were texting every day. We talked about trying to see each other again, and he flew me out to his city for his B-day a couple days after he moved into his new place. A few weekends later, he came to Chicago for my birthday, took me to a couple nice dinners, and got me a small gift. That seems nice. Things seem to be getting serious very quickly. He's 31, I'm 26, for context. He mentioned a possibility of asking me to move for him and mentioned wanting to meet my parents. We talked about potentially being exclusive, but since he didn't know a soul in his new city, he said he needed a little more time before committing to a relationship that was also not in said city. He was in town for my birthday. We made plans to see each other again in several weeks. A couple of weeks passed and I felt he was getting a bit distant. Only received a couple texts a day from him, which was unusual. We talked on the phone one day and I asked if he still wanted to see each other in a couple of weeks. He said yes, just needed to figure out his weekends because he was going to see his mom and would let me know. I followed up in regards to booking a flight a few days later and he did not respond. See attached, sent on Wednesday. Days went by and no response to my message. That Sunday, I tried calling him and then sent a follow-up text saying I was confused what happened and asked if we could talk. Also see attached. His response seemed flippant and like the relationship didn't mean much to him. Should we read these texts and then get into the rest of the email?
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. See attached is sent on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So she sent this on Wednesday after. Okay. You want to be her? I'll be him.
I'll be her. Yes. Okay. Okay, obviously been sensing your hesitation. When you left, I felt like things were good and I wanted to see you again. You know I'm straight up, so let's just have a convo. I'm genuinely so confused what changed in a week and how you say the things you did then disappear. Can we talk?
I wish I had a great answer, but I'm just not in a good place right now. I have no clue what I want out of anything. Need to take time to figure things out. Making you wait for that isn't fair.
No, what's not fair is you saying everything you did and then doing this after. And doing this after I was so open with you about the tough year I had and not wanting to be blindsided. Sounds like a sick excuse. I never asked for anything from you except transparency, and you don't even have the decency to give me that. So I guess that is the end of that conversation. And then she writes to us, obviously I was hurt and responded harshly. He never responded to my text, which I expected. For context, we both had experienced difficult times in the past year. We had multiple conversations about being transparent and not blindsiding one another so that we didn't add to an already difficult situation of being long distance. I am hurt we couldn't even have a conversation and that things ended so abruptly. I really like him and saw something special. Is it desperate to reach out and see if there's any potential to work through things? Should my response not have been so harsh? SOS.
This is hard. He's not giving her a lot to work with. Like, his message says nothing, but it also makes it. Here's what people do when they don't want to deal with you. They make it sound like it's way more. They're vague, but also, you know, tragic at the same time. So when he says, I wish I had a great answer, but I'm just not in a good place right now. Good place right now could mean that I'm in, you know, I'm in therapy, or it could mean I just, you know, don't want to talk.
Not in the mood.
Yeah. Like, I have no clue what I want out of anything. Well, you know what you want out of this conversation is for it to end. So you do know what you want out of something. So need to take time to figure things out. What thing? You got to figure out your new apartment, you know, and making you wait for that isn't fair. Like, he handled this really
bad. It's
not
fair to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you. I wouldn't want you dealing with the unfairness of all this. Yeah, it just feels like he handled.
He giving her nothing to work with.
He gave her nothing. He wasn't honest. But I would say he wasn't honest from get-go. Like, there's another part in this email. We talked about potentially being exclusive. But since he didn't know a soul in his new city, he said he wanted needed a little more time before committing to a relationship that was also not in said city. Like, at that point, I go, I hear you, but I'm looking for, like, the idea of being potentially being exclusive. Like, what are you, we're talking about, like, a maybe relationship? Like, what are we talking about at that point? Like, you know, you chose halfway. He chose halfway at that point. You brought up a relationship. And he chose no relationship. So now you guys disagree. And now you're back in. Well, now he's, you know, now we're talking about parents. And it's like, yeah, but I'm not going to talk to you about my parents if you're not going to even talk about. We're talking about potential relationships.
Yeah, I think that's a really good call out. Because it's like, well, I think when she says we talked about it, reading between the lines of that, it's like she brought that up. He was like, I want to see how I like am adjusting to the city. And then in his head, he's kind of like, okay, she wants something a lot more serious. And now is the point where I have to actually think, like, do I want to like take this to the next level actually, instead of just talking about it, because I know that's what she likes to hear.
Yeah. And when you're together, it's easy to talk about, you know, be in town for a birthday. It's easy to be a 2-day boyfriend. It's hard to be a long distance boyfriend. And he basically treated you as if you guys were casual, even though you've had conversations about being, you know, potentially exclusive. Like, you know, to me, when someone says to you, I need a little more time before committing to a relationship, you have to let them be an I and an A person. You know, like you at that point, you have to go, okay, you need to see if you want to ever be in a relationship. So you go do that. I'm not going to walk you, like, walking you through that is not my responsibility. And I know that's hard to do and easier to say.
Totally.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
It feels like his non-answer was letting her just like kind of bide her time until she forced an answer.
Right. She was like, he was almost waiting for her to break up with him by just like, and he did the very cowardly move that we've talked about, which is basically just like kind of like slowly kind of like fading away until she said something, and then he could almost make it, you know what I mean? Like, this is sort of the opposite of a mature way to like deal with like a change of heart, or if, like, a realization that you don't fully want to date someone, is to like pull away until they get so frustrated that they finally communicate to you their frustration. And then you can be like, well, now that you said that, especially he like waited several days before even answering her, like that just goes to show kind of like the lack of communication skills that he has. So when she writes at the end, like, is it desperate to reach out and see if there's any potential to work through things? My question, should my response have not have been so harsh? I think your response was what it was. And like, it expressed your frustration, which is totally valid. He's like not communicating with you. He's not giving you anything real. But I think the question that you should have for yourself is like, why do I want to date someone who communicates like this? It's not like he told you up front, like, I wasn't really, you know, I just didn't feel like ready for this. It felt like it was getting more real, and I'm not ready to be in a relationship. That person, maybe at a different time in their life, could whatever potentially work out. But this person's like a terrible communicator, didn't have any respect for your feelings, didn't mind kind of like letting you be like anxious and like sort of like trying to figure out what he was thinking. He didn't care that that was like a position he was putting you in. Well, waited for you to break up with him.
He didn't even negotiate with her. You know, like at no point did he even talk with her about how we gonna figure this out. It's always, I can't be in a relationship and in a relationship. He didn't even say with you. Like, I think you have to like realize when you're negotiating against yourself, and that's what she's doing. She's saying, I really like him and saw something special. Is it desperate to reach out? I don't think it's desperate to reach out, see if there's any potential for this working through this. You have to work through things means that he's going to do that with you. At no point in this relationship has he worked with you. He has worked alone as someone you see out sometimes. He's said nice things while you guys are out and together. He's slept over, but it was never we. There was never a discussion. And anytime you brought a discussion to him, he would speak in I terms.
And if you're reaching out, like, what are you trying to get out of it? Are you trying to get back to the place you were before, which is this gray area where you're not agreed that you both want different things? Like, is that better? I think it's kind of like this, and we've talked about this before. It's like, this feels worse, but it actually is better. I would like try, and it's obviously easier than said, but I would almost like take this as like a good thing. He's ended it. And now like you can move on to someone who like actually does want to date you.
I mean, she says, should my response not have been so harsh? She wouldn't think her response was harsh if he apologized and was like, hey, let's talk this out. Let's figure this out. It would, her response would have gotten her what she wanted. Because her response didn't get her what she wanted, she's like, maybe I had the wrong response. No, that's how you felt. Right. I agree with how she felt. Like, he's not giving you much. Like, hey, like, you said a bunch of things. You never backed it up. You led me to believe that we were going towards this kind of spot. Now we're here where I'm talking to myself.
And then you couldn't even be upfront with me when your feelings change. So it's kind of like, what do you want? I don't see what there is to like salvage here. It doesn't sound like this should be something that you should want to be in or to go back to that situation, which wasn't that good. I think it seems good because it's better that it seems to you that it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But it's not really.
And she's remembering like when he was like, you know, again, like so many of these things are like giving someone credibility for the person they were before. And it's like, well, who are they now? You know, like right now he is someone that doesn't want to be with you and doesn't want to even talk to you about it. Like things are crazy. And then he just disappears. Like he's not even dealing with it. Like if he want, again, you're sitting here talking to yourself. Like, and that sucks. I don't know. Like if I'm in his position, what am I thinking? Like he's just thinking there's not a lot of consequences to the person that's hours away now. Like I'm in a different city. I got a new life. Peace.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's like, And he was too scared to like tell you that. So he just kind of like stopped texting you.
Absolutely. Well, I think we solved dating again. What do you think?
Look at us. We did it. We did it, Another Jared. We did it, Jared. Is the new. We did it, Joe. You've seen that.
We did it, Jared. Well, that's it for us. Keep sharing these podcasts. Let people know. Anything else, Jordana?
That's it. Tell a friend. Bye.
Boom. Betches.